They've used divorce and remarriages to corrupt the church. I remember one prominent guy in California had a large congregation there, and for 5 years he had his eyes on a frisky filly in the front row, and had been trying to get his wife to divorce him. Finally, in desperation, she just divorced him, and within a few weeks, he had seven prominent, charismatic word faith leaders on the front row of his church putting their blessing on his remarriage. And when called to account for it, he said, "God didn't call me to marriage, he called me to ministry." What an absolute corruption of God's truth. And this is the kind of thing that you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, and, you know, these things, they have to be addressed. You know, I have a lot of people say, "Well, why do you have to talk about these things? You know, it sounds like gossip or whatever." You know, Paul the Apostle spoke very forthrightly and bluntly about sin, because if it's not corrected, the people are going to think that that's normal. The people are going to think that the standard has changed.
Yeah.
And when a minister gets up and says, "Well, you know, my wife and I, we're not getting along anymore, so we've decided to divorce, but I'm going to still keep preaching, and she's going to still keep preaching." What does that say to the people in the pews? It tells people who are already biblically illiterate, they haven't been reading the Word from themselves, it tells them that, well, I guess the standard has changed. And so we actually are polluting the Word of God. We're adulterating the Word of God when we do that. So that's why a book like this has to be written. That's why your radio program has to be aired, is because these words of correction have to go out. People need to know that there is a true holy standard.
Well, I want to give you personal thanks on behalf of the greater body of Christ for what you have done, not only in your book, but through your columns over the past several years. They have been a blessing, and I have taken them as encouragement. We do need correction. All of the epistles were written by Paul to bring not just blessing but correction to churches, and we need that. We need that accountability, and particularly, I'm convinced, Lee, that we are on the near edge of the second coming. Jesus warned about it, Paul warned about it, John warned about it, Peter warned about deception as being perhaps the key element that would define this age, people having itching ears, wanting to hear whatever they want to hear, and the truth being perverted and distorted by lies and deceptive messages. And so bless you for what you've provided. Friends, get a copy of Lee's book, The Holy Spirit Is Not For Sale, Rekindling the Power of God in an Age of Compromise. Your gift of $15 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Write to us, Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Get it on our website, saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night, anywhere in the world. Tell your friends, Romans, and countrymen about it. And I want to urge you again, become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. And be empowered, endued with power by the Holy Spirit.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crossmeyer. Viewpoint is a...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. on the battle for survival of Western civilization. It's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I'm going to ask our producer to get our special guest for this evening on the line. I think we lost him, but the guest is Ron Brown, and Ron, of course, supports Radio Liberty. He sells gold and silver, but we think he's an honest man, and certainly I've had personal dealings with him, been very pleased. But even more than that, he has some very, very good views about what's going on. Now, most people don't really understand why we have the economic slump we do at this time. And it's really very, very simple. We have a fractional reserve banking system that creates money out of nothing. And as long as, of course, you create the money out of nothing, you lend the money out, why, of course, then you have prosperity. You have simply all the more money in circulation. But when you stop lending money, when you begin to shrink the amount of money that's available, why then, of course, you begin to see the shrinking of the economy. And that is exactly what has happened. It happened intentionally. It didn't happen by accident. It happened by intent. And how did they do that? Well, very, very simply. Why, they created the economic contraction in 2008. First of all, they created the housing bubble. Then they raised the interest rates, and they popped the housing bubble, and we began to get contraction. Then they let Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers both go down, and oh my goodness, we couldn't intervene, you know, we couldn't let them go. But of course, what happened was they couldn't give Bear Stearns any money to protect them, but they gave J.P. Morgan Chase $30 billion so they could buy up the company that they let go down. They did the same thing with Lehman Brothers. And you have to understand that this whole thing is manipulated. But the biggest thing they did was to start paying banks, the small banks, interest on the money that they deposit with the Federal Reserve System. And so the small banks didn't lend money. And once you cut off lending money, why, of course, the economy contracts. And that is what no one's going to tell you. The large banks had plenty of money, but they are in on this scam. There's only six of them now. There were 10. The four have gone down, and there are six left. And basically, they're able to borrow money at 0% or 0.25% interest, but they don't lend it out, not to the people who really need it, or they lend it out to the establishment, trilateral commission concerns, but not to the small people, small businesses, or independent businesses who want to borrow money. What did they do? Why, they invested in treasury bonds. They borrowed it at 0%, and they invested at 3%. That's a nice little turnover. And they do the same thing with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all these other agency bonds. The big banks are in this thing, and they're intentionally contracting our economy. And they've ruined the economy of the entire world. They've certainly ruined the banks and pension funds and certainly insurance companies all throughout the world, because they sold them fraudulent bonds and they knew exactly what they were doing. It's really amazing how they've done this. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
The fine, Dr. Stan.
Well, you know, it is amazing when you understand that this whole thing is related to the fact that the banks just aren't lending money. And they keep saying, oh, gee, if we could just get the banks lending money. But of course, they're paying the banks not to lend money, discouraging them from lending money. They say one thing to this common people, but of course, they know exactly what they're doing, don't they?
Exactly. You know, it's amazing. Of course, we got disconnected, so I picked up where you started. But what I was wanting to talk about today is the coming bankruptcy of the U.S. and the collapse of the Keynesian economics. And that's exactly what you're getting into. So,
well, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk about it, because I think it's vitally important. If you understand what's going on, ladies and gentlemen, why, at least you're not going to be overwhelmed. You may not be able to change the course of things, but at least you can protect yourself and protect what you have. But Sidney, the last thing you want to do is be getting into the stock market. The last thing you want to be doing is, investing in things, trying to buy a house now that the prices are down. Ladies and gentlemen, the next phase is coming. I'm convinced. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm simply an amateur historian. But we're in for a difficult ride. Just hang on. We'll be right back. Well, Ron, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Okay. I think in order to kind of get to a picture where how we got here, we need to just kind of go back real quickly and just do an overview of our history. And, you know, if you go back to after the Revolution, you had 13 colonies that had to come together and form a government, and they didn't trust giving any power to a centralized government. So the first government was called the Articles of Confederation, and that was a very loose-knit thing, and it didn't have any teeth in it. Plus, we didn't have any money, so they created something called the Continental Dollar, which was nothing more than paper script. And so they just printed the money as they needed, and that's where the famous phrase came, ain't worth a continental, because within just a matter of years, the Continental Dollar totally collapsed. That forced our founding fathers back to the drawing table, and at the Constitutional Convention, they redefined the dollar as a specific amount of gold and silver, which basically says you can't create what we call a dollar without having the proper amount of gold or silver to back it. In fact, initially, most of it was just gold or silver coins. And based on that, we went into a 120-something-year period of prosperity where the purchasing power of the dollar basically remained totally stable. In other words, in 1913, the dollar would purchase as many apples or loaves of bread as it would in 1791. So it was a pretty stable monetary system. But that is when the bankers came in and they stole the show. They transformed our monetary system with something called the Federal Reserve Act, and that created a central bank, which was nothing more than a corporation of these international bankers who wanted to get control of things. And then they had to re-educate the American people to accept this new reality. In other words, a central bank replaces a gold-backed currency with the philosophy and the man they brought along to educate us with this new philosophy is a fellow by the name of Maynard Keynes, who was nothing more than a Fabian socialist out of England. And I suspect the bankers brought him in to come up with an economic philosophy to justify their takeover of the banking system. So what Keynesian economics basically says is if you have a central bank and give it the power to control the money, then they can, whenever the economy goes into a recession or slows down, the banks can create more money to create boom and prosperity. And then theoretically, if things got going too well.
Hold that thought for just a moment. We'll be right back with Rod Brown here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Ron was simply pointing out that America had a stable monetary system for 120 years, from 1780 right up until, up until 1913, when they established a cartel, a banking cartel, a Federal Reserve Bank that was owned by the bankers. So basically you have the bankers now regulating the banking system. We no longer have a gold-backed currency. They can print all the paper money they want to, and they could use that then to buy up the media, they buy up the corporations, to buy up the universities, to buy off the professors, to buy up the politicians. And you had to have money if you were going to go from war to war to war. Money is the light mother's milk of war. And so they wanted to plunge us from war to war, and they needed to be able to just create money out of absolutely nothing, and that's what they've done. And Ron was simply explaining how this system works, and go right ahead, Ron.
So I think the key to understand is they had to re-educate the American public. Anyone that has gone to college in the last, 60, 70 years, with the exception maybe of a few private colleges, learned this Keynesian economics. And see, that's the idea that these central banks can create eternal prosperity by having the ability to regulate the money in circulation and create prosperity by creating more money and then pulling in the horns when things got too crazy. Well, the reality is it gave them the power to create boom and bust at will. And it's kind of like getting into a poker game. If you could declare the wild card after you dealt the hand, you'd have a pretty good chance of winning the hand. And that's what they do. They know when they're going to increase the money supply, so they know when to jump in the markets, and they know when to get out of the markets because they're fixing to pull in the horns and create the bust cycle. The key to understand how we got here, though, is every time you go through this economic cycle and you run the printing press to create the new economic boom, you go into bigger debt. So as each cycle, the debt keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just like giving someone a credit card. They can go out for a while and have a blast because they've got unlimited credit or a lot of credit left on their card. But as they get closer to their limit, now they get strapped because they can't even pay the interest on the debt. So here we are, since 1913, our national debt is just literally going ballistic. It's just increasing dramatically every year, and it's become to the point where it's unsustainable. Now, when the government spends more money than it brings in taxes, it has to finance that deficit. Now, they can do that one or two ways. U.S. Treasury has to finance it, so they're going to write up an IOU note called a Treasury bond, a Treasury note. In other words, they've got to go out and borrow the money to fund their deficit. They can either sell those bonds to the general public or foreigners. And if you do that, that's not really inflationary because what you are doing is taking money out of the private sector and putting it into the public sector. But as the debt gets bigger and bigger and bigger, then they have to go to the Fed, and the Fed has the authority to monetize that debt. In other words, the Fed can literally create the money out of nothing and loan it to the federal government to cover their deficit. Now, the problem with that is every cycle they have to monetize more and more and more because the foreigners and the public are unwilling to keep funding all these deficits. And if the Fed does too much of it, then it destroys the credibility of the currency. And since our whole monetary system is based on confidence, it's not backed by anything, then you threaten the credibility of the currency, and that's where we are now. The Fed is having to monetize so much of our debt simply because the rest of the world is saying not no, but excuse the expression, hell no. America, not only are we incapable of loaning you the money that you now require to fund your deficits, the fact is we don't have the money to do that anyway, and we don't trust you anymore, so we're trying to cash in the chips on what we've accumulated for the last 50, 60 years. So now what you have is the whole world is beginning to reject the U.S. dollar, and it's being methodically rejected as the world's reserve currency. So we're just around the corner from the worst of the world taking away that status as the world's reserve currency. And it's that status that allowed our government to spend beyond its means because the foreigners were lining up to buy our debt. And that is changing very, very rapidly. So that's where we are right now. And it's I think we're getting very, very close. I think the magicians are running out of rabbits. And to be quite honest, as you've just discussed, Dr. Stan, they really have an agenda, and they want to collapse the system so they can go to the next level of their world agenda, and that is to create a world currency.
And that, of course, right along with that world currency comes a uniting of the whole world, a one world government, a one world religion. That is what the plan is really all about. When you understand that, you understand why they had to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our school and destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. They knew exactly what they were doing. The Masons control the United States Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971, and nobody will tell you that they were the ones because they believe in a secular society who took God and prayer and the Bible out of our schools, knowing full well it would eventually lead to moral anarchy. But what's the solution to moral anarchy? Why, a dictatorship. A dictator of the kind and benevolent men who were destined to rule us common people. There's a gentleman named Mr. Erskine Bowles, and he's the co-chairman of the President's Debt and Deficit Commission. On July 12th, he made a statement, and of course, he said that as we look and see what's going on, this one is as clear as a bell. And this is what he said. This debt is like a cancer that will destroy the country from within, and there's no way that it can ever be paid off. And that's really where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. But you're not hearing this sort of thing. The controlled media doesn't want you to know how bad things are. When George Bush went into the presidency back in 2001, why, first, the national debt was about $5.5 trillion, $5.6 trillion. Of course, he ran this up to $11 trillion when he was in office. Now, Barack Obama, the first year's deficit was about $1.6 trillion. This year's deficit will be about $1.47 trillion. You're talking about $3 trillion increase in deficit in just 2 years. And, of course, basically, there's no way in the world that we can ever pay this off. All we can do is just keep printing more and more and more money. And when you do that, you destroy the value of our currency. And basically, the same thing is happening in our states. Most of our states are bankrupt. So many of our local communities are bankrupt. They're beginning to lay off teachers. They're beginning to lay off policemen. They're beginning to lay off firemen. They're beginning to close down the prisons. The whole infrastructure of our society is beginning to crumble. But various states are selling off their infrastructure. They're selling off the freeways. They're selling off the bridges. They're selling off anything that will generate money so they can balance the money, the budget this year. But what happens next year and the year after that? And, of course, the thing is, well, we're going to get out of this mess. It's just a matter of time. And the trouble is, we're not going to get out of the mess because they don't want to get out of the mess, but they can't tell the American people they're intentionally destroying our economy because these people hate national sovereignty. And the only way to destroy national sovereignty is to create so much chaos that people are saying anything's better than what we're seeing. We can't have chaos. We can't have mobs running the streets, and we can't have the breakdown of the infrastructure of our society, and no money for roads or for bridges or for police or firemen. We'll just accept the one world government because they promise us security. And I fear this is coming. How soon? I don't know. I think it's going to be a few more years of increasing levels of chaos and crisis in our nation. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that the administration is really trying to do what's right. I mean, President Obama says we're moving the right direction. Well, we're moving the right direction. I mean, they say, isn't it great? Unemployment's down to 9.5%. Well, the reason it's down to 9.5% is because 600,000 people just dropped out of looking for jobs. In other words, they're no longer looking for jobs. They've given up. And if they were being accurate, why, the figure would be 10.2%. And then, of course, that's U2. If you went to U6, it would be over 17%. And if you took out the birth-death ratio, it would be over 22%. And they're simply lying to the American people. And I believe we're heading exactly the direction that Barack Obama and the people surround him want, going further and further into this morass and pretty of sadness and crisis. Well, if you have a question for Ron, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But certainly there is no let-up in the unemployment. There is still restricted lending, and Bob Chapman's talked about the fact that they're going to actually stop paying banks not to lend money. We'll wait and see whether that happens. It hasn't been announced yet. He thinks it's going to happen. I hope it does happen because, of course, the banks start lending, the economy would begin to move again. People could borrow money, start businesses, begin hiring people. But we haven't seen any evidence of it yet. And until we actually begin loaning money again, until people can borrow money to get businesses going, there will be no increase in employment. Until there's increase in employment, people will continue losing their jobs, will continue losing their homes, and the housing market will continue collapsing. What are your thoughts? They're certainly playing games with gold and silver, aren't they, Ron?
Sure. And, you know, as the conditions get worse and worse, the government and the authorities and news media have to become more and more deceptive. They have to use smoke and mirrors to cover up what's really going. See, if the whole world really understood that they were having to monetize over $1 trillion a year of that debt, then the dollar would lose its credibility overnight. So they create all this smoke and mirrors to create the illusion that someone else is buying that debt. To give you a crazy example, in December of 2009, the United Kingdom owned about $180.3 billion of U.S. Treasury bonds. By May the 10th of 2010, that's simply 5 months later, they suddenly were up to $350 billion in U.S. Treasury bonds.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Ron, what does that suggest? Does that suggest that they're buying our Treasury bonds or that we're giving them money to buy the Treasury bonds with?
Exactly. In other words, England is in such drastic...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Holding up fairly well over this last 6 to 9 months because the Chinese have been buying them frantically, but now they have massive supplies of the commodities of the copper and iron and all the other essentials they need for manufacturing. But of course, the people throughout the world are not buying Chinese products as much as they were, and you can actually see that if you look at the Baltic Dry Index, which is the measurement of how much it costs for shipping. And of course, basically there's an excess of shipping available and a shortage of people who actually want to ship, so the price of shipping has fallen and fallen dramatically here in the last few months. But we're not aware of this. China has real economic problems. I mean, they have a housing market. They've got all these houses and nobody to move into them. They've got entire cities with skyscrapers and new streets and all sorts of homes But, of course, there's nobody to buy them. And so they've simply overbuilt, they've overexpanded their economy, and they're trying to slow down their economy, taking money out of their economy, cutting back, certainly, on the availability of loans over there. And one of these days, the Japanese housing bubble is simply going to implode, and it'll do the same thing that the housing bubble did here in the United States and carry down the whole economy. Basically, the wages have almost tripled in China over the last 3 or 4 years. But, of course, the last thing that they want over there is that they do to raise the wages too much, because actually many manufacturers are beginning to move out of China and move into Malaysia or other countries or into Indonesia where they can get cheaper labor. So basically, you know, you can stimulate your economy to a certain point and then it becomes counterproductive. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But if you look at the Shanghai Stock Exchange, which really represents the economy in China, is falling and falling dramatically. And the average American doesn't understand that the economy of the entire world is beginning to collapse at this time. It's steadily collapsing over in Europe. Certainly the southern European nations seem to be doing a little bit better. They've been able to borrow more money. Now, why did they have to borrow money? Well, because they had these massive debts. They had to pay off the bankers. So they had to borrow money so they could pay off the bankers. And so here countries that get into trouble from borrowed money. And what's the solution? You borrow more money. And basically, people don't see the absurdity of what's going on today, and yet that's exactly what's happening in Europe. And this same basic sort of things are happening here in the United States, as our local municipalities continue borrowing money. And, of course, the trouble is that there's an increasing chance that the state and municipal governments will default on their loans, and only you need one or two more municipalities to do that, and pretty soon nobody's going to want to lend the money. And this is the problem you have. If you have municipal bonds or state bonds or even T-bonds, down the line the federal government may not be able to actually pay the interest or redeem those bonds. This is what happens when nations get into excessive debt. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. You agree or disagree? Go ahead, Ron.
Well, you know, what's interesting is the bankers, the international bankers, whether it's in the West or the East, have gotten trapped in their own paradigm, this whole philosophy of Keynesian economics where you can just run the printing press to restore the economy, and every time you print the money faster, then you threaten the credibility of the currency. So then they have to start manipulating the price of gold and silver so people don't see what's going on. And so the whole thing just keeps getting more and more fraudulent and more desperate to keep this house of cards together. But the simple fact is, even the greatest magician eventually runs out of rabbits. And if you go back to just even 2008, when all these Lehman Brothers and all these started to go under, they pumped, over the last 2 years, somewhere around $12 to $13 trillion of stimulus money, of quantitative easing, of TARP money, to prop the system up, and they created a little bump in the financial markets. But as you just described, they've done absolutely nothing to improve the economy. The bankruptcies keep getting worse. The unemployment keeps getting worse. Every state in the union basically has a budget crisis. 46 states are on the verge of bankruptcy, as I've heard. So I think they basically run out of rabbits. How are you going to do another round of quantitative easing when you've already shot your wad? For example, in Europe, they printed massive amounts of money, but now you've got all the countries going belly up. And as you said, you can't borrow money or print more money to solve a debt problem.
So well, that problem, we'll be right back. I'm Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Well, Ron, they've certainly been running the price of gold and silver down here the last week or so.
Well, absolutely, of course. You know, as we've discussed many times, gold and silver is a barometer of confidence in their Ponzi scheme of a monetary system. So they have to attack and suppress the price of gold in any way they possibly can so that people don't wake up to what's really happening to the monetary system. So this is just your typical ambush that we see from time to time. I think the point is, if you go back and look over the last 6, 7, 8, 10 years, you're finding that they are losing their power to break it down, bust it down, and keep it down. You know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, they could knock it down and keep it down for 6 months or even a year, but now they knock it down and it pops right back up. It's like a cork, because more and more people are waking up to the folly of this monetary, you know, fiat systems of the world that are, everyone can now see that they're going bankrupt. So more and more people are waking up to the reality, and they're starting to get their money out of paper assets, seeking the refuge of precious metals, tangibles, gold and silver. So as the balance of power switches, then the bankers slowly lose their ability to manipulate the market at will, and that's what's happening.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and I think that people have to understand that the price of gold and silver is manipulated, as are all of the commodities. You do not have a free market, and Sydney, it's been pointed out a number of times that the major banks are violating the law. They are manipulating the prices of gold and silver by simply selling short, and they do this almost every month, at least for a period of time, just about the time when the options expire, and then because, of course, they don't want people to bought options to make any money, and so they simply manipulate the price down. They do not have to pay off, and then, of course, the price will go up after that. But you cannot have a free society when you have manipulated markets, and supply and demand are no longer the issue. It's whoever's got enough money to manipulate the market, and nothing's ever done. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do have David on the line from upstate New York. We'll get to him in a moment. But before we do, Ron, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can certainly contact you, and of course, what you would offer them if they did get in touch with you.
Okay, my telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. Anyone that calls, I'll be glad to chat with them, especially if they're a beginner and they need some education on what's going on with the monetary system in gold and silver. And I'll also send you some newsletters that I've written in the past. Plus, what I've started more recently is those who would like to be on my email list, whenever I see important articles that I think are very significant. I try not to overwhelm people with information, but when I see something I think they need to read, I'll email that out to the people on my list, so I'll be glad to put you on that list if you'd like to. So just anything I can do to help serve people that are trying to protect themselves from the coming crisis.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and let's go to David calling from upstate New York. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. There are a few things I'd like to share with you and your listeners. It was about 6 or 7 years ago I was talking to a local financial advisor, and at that time he told me statistically that 75 to 80% of the population were living beyond their means. Now, just recently I was talking to a bankruptcy attorney, and he said close to 40% of the population have already filed bankruptcy. I mean, do those numbers sound astronomical?
I
mean,
well, I can't imagine that 40% will have filed bankruptcy. I do know the bankruptcies are way up. What do you think of Ron? 40% bankruptcy, I just can't believe.
Well, I think a lot of people are in effect bankrupt, but they haven't had to declare it yet because they can still borrow money, or but they're, you know, going down the tubes fast. I did read that 40 million Americans are on food stamps, so that gives you an idea that things are really desperate out there. So
I think anybody can look up on the Internet, and I think that 40% bankruptcy is an exaggeration. But then, you know, people are always making up statistics, so go ahead. Go ahead, David.
Oh, okay, so you think that 40%
yeah,
is a little...
Yeah, I really do. In fact, if maybe one of our listeners could go up on the Internet and just type in on your Google or your search engine, you know, what percentage of people file bankruptcy this year? I think that certainly, I know the figures were up this year considerably from, and they may be up 40%, but I don't think 40% of the people are bankrupt. I suspect maybe there's been an increase of 40% in the bankruptcies. Okay,
yeah, yeah, that sounds more like it. I think that's what he said, 40%, not 40% of the population, but bankruptcies are up 40%. I think that's what
that
he stipulated.
I think
but one other quick question I have. I know the governor of New York State, he's trying to force layoffs with the state, but the problem is the state has a contract, and the contract expires the beginning of next year. How is he able to force this?
Any thoughts on that, Ron?
Not really. The legality of it, all I know is that as the states have to lay off more and more people, then that destroys their own tax base, because those people that earn a salary pay part of that money back to the state in taxes. So as more and more people lose their jobs, whether it's the government or a private sector, then the tax base of all these municipalities and states is just collapsing.
And then, of course, what the politicians do, then they raise the taxes. Well, then, of course, the productive people move out of state. The productive industries move out of state because they don't want to pay higher taxes. And then, of course, the companies that stay behind aren't making any money, and they're not paying any taxes. So when you raise the taxes, well, you usually lower the amount of your income. So politicians don't ever understand that. The lower the taxes, ordinarily, the more money you're going to get in, the higher the taxes, the less you're going to get in, because people always want to avoid taxation. Now, as far as New York is concerned, David, I really don't know what's going on back there, but if they don't have the money, I mean, they may have a contract, but if they don't have the money, certainly the governor is going to be able to lay off people or make them take furloughs or something, because at the end of the year, well, you've got to be able to balance the budget. You've either got to get it by taxation, or you've got to get it by borrowing money. Those are the only two ways. The federal government can always print money, but the states have only two sources. You either borrow it or you get it by taxation. If you don't have it, why, of course, you've got to start laying people off. Anything else you'd like to ask, David?
Yeah, just one quick comment. It was about 10 years ago. I had about 7 credit cards, but thank goodness I listened to a guy named Larry Burkett back in the 1990s. And he happened to be on the John Ankerberg show, and he was addressing this financial problem back in the late 1990s. So I really took heed to what he was saying. So, you know, thank God for him. I don't know how many other financial people were addressing that problem, you know, during the 1990s. Maybe he was one of the few people that was addressing it, but a lot of things that he was talking about is coming into fruition.
Well, Larry was a very, very good financial advisor. Of course, the difficulty is that people think, well, I'm going to use my house as a piggy bank. It's going up in value. I can borrow more money on it, and then I go out and spend the money. People don't understand that every bubble always comes to an end. And whatever goes up is going to eventually come down. And, of course, if you are in debt at that time, you can end up losing everything. And an awful lot of people are going to lose their homes simply because they acted irresponsibly. And I'm glad you listened to Larry Burkett. Credit cards are a wonderful convenience, but they're a terrible curse. And I know people who would borrow on one credit card, and then they'd borrow from another credit card to pay the first credit card, and then they'd borrow from the third credit card to pay the second credit card, and paying phenomenal amounts of interest. And credit cards, you should have one, and you should be very circumspect in what you use it for. Okay, David, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Just one quick thing. I had been telling my family, especially my parents, for the last 10 years or so about this, what this Larry Burkett was saying back in the 1990s, and they did not want to take the time to find this information out for themselves. So what happened was, my nephew had graduated from college. He excelled academically, and he wanted to start a business. So what happened was my mother ends up taking out a home equity loan to start this business, and now his business failed, and he had to file bankruptcy. And for the number of years, my parents, my family didn't want to listen to me. They poo-pooed it.
Well, it's unfortunately, but you have to understand that you never lend money unless you have something that, you know, I mean, if it's a matter of the family, you don't mind losing the money, but I suspect your parents really can't afford to lose that money if they have to take out a home equity loan, because they're going to have to pay that back or they're going to lose their home. So all you're going to do is just say, don't say I told you so. Just sort of pray for them. They'll get through this some way. But an awful lot of people are going to lose their homes before this is over. And certainly, we've already had 3 or 4 million people lose their homes. And right now, 25% of everybody in this country who has a mortgage on their home is underwater. In other words, they owe more on that home than the home is actually worth. An awful lot of them kind of just walk away, and of course that's going to increase the number of homes there on the market and drive the prices down by supply and demand. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Ron, what would your response be?
About what he was saying, you mean?
Yeah, I mean about his parents, his mother taking out a home equity loan to lend money to somebody who wanted to start a business.
Well, I agree. Yeah. You know, last year I had a lady call from your show, called me after the show, and she explained her predicament to me. I think it explains how a lot of people got in over their heads. This lady had bought a house in California, I don't remember what city, for I think it was $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And as the price of housing went up, she kept refinancing it. And, you know, she was financing it to buy a new car, to do this or do whatever, start a new business. And when she called me, she owed $850,000 on that house, and the banks won't loan her any more money, and the housing market had collapsed to the point where it was worth, you know, $150,000 to $200,000 less than what she owed on it. And so people got caught up in the easy money, and they lived beyond their means. And, you know, part of it would be people, well, son, if you want to start a business, I'll take out a home equity loan because the value of my house just keeps going up, so I'll loan you the money. And people just make unwise decisions, and then when the system finally runs its course and the bubble pops, then they're trapped in their own debt.
And let me comment. People always want you to come and co-sign a loan with them. You know, I want to borrow something, but I don't have enough equity, so would you mind co-signing so they'll lend me the money? Ladies and gentlemen, unless you are prepared to lose that money and to give it to the individual, never co-sign a loan, because you become responsible for whatever those debts are. And they'll come after you and after everything you have if you've co-signed a loan. A lot of people are a little, they're a little naive. They don't understand how the system works. But the person you've helped out can very often just walk away and leave you holding the bag. And it's an unfortunate situation. A lot of families break up over situations such as that. But certainly people should not be borrowing money unless they can be sure they're going to pay it back. And these are very uncertain times to be going out and borrowing money. Well, what are people telling you? I know you must have an awful lot of people talking to you every day there, Ron. What sort of things are you hearing from people? Are they concerned about this recent drop in the price of gold and silver?
You know, not really, Dr. Stan, not my clients. The ones, you know, I've been in this business for 31 years. Anyone that's owned gold and silver over the last 10, 15 years, they've seen this market drop spastically and then come right back. And when you look back and say in 2001 gold was at 250 to 300, and here we are at 1160, so a drop from 1260 to 1160 might sound dramatic if you just got in the market for the first time, but if you got in the market at 300 and you've seen it go up and down, up and down, up and down, you're used to the fluctuations, and you know how the game is played. So the vast majority of my clients just use these dips as the buying opportunity because they know where we're heading, and they've seen what gold has done in the past, and they know it's going to do even more in the future.
What about this new piece of legislation they put in that if somebody buys gold more than $600, you have to put in some sort of form on them? When does that start, and what effect do you think that's going to have on the gold market?
Well, you know, they put it in through the health bill, one of their sneaky little things. I don't know what this has to do with the health bill, But starting in January of 2012, every dealer will have to report a 1099 on any purchase or sale of gold or silver to the tune of $600 or more in a year. So basically, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I've always told people if you buy gold and make a profit and sell it, then unless you are a tax protester, pay Caesar what's due Caesar. But what's scary about this bill is it has more to do with finding out who owns the gold than instead of taxation, because the taxation has always been there that, you know, the IRS expects you to pay taxes on any gains. But it sounds like, and you know, Dr. Stan, I think I've said it on the show many times, our nation is at a threshold. We're at a crossroads where the people are either going to wake up and take their country back and restore the Constitution and the rule of law, or we're going to lose all of our liberty and all of our freedom and all our wealth, because the system is bankrupt. And if you want a socialistic system, you cannot allow a strong middle class. So we see it happening. They're destroying the middle class, you know, have been for the last 15, 20, 30 years. So we're either going to wake up and take our country back, or they'll confiscate the gold, and there will be nothing we can do to protect ourselves.
Well, I think that that's absolutely true, and I think people have to understand that we are at the end of America as we've known it. The people in positions of control have a different agenda. They do not believe in America. They don't believe in national sovereignty. They really want to destroy our economy and lower this country to a third world nation. People think that's absurd. This could never happen to America. And I would like to ask, why not? If God is just, don't you think he's going to allow judgment to be brought on this country? Certainly, the federal government is not going to have the money for keeping up the roads. They're going to do everything they can to drive up the cost of electricity. That's what these smart meters are doing. They say, oh, well, these meters just keep making mistakes when they keep charging you more for electricity. No, ladies and gentlemen, that is the plan. They want to drive up the electricity so that you'll have to turn off your air conditioning, so you'll have to turn off your lights, so you'll have to turn off, you won't be able to afford to use electricity. And of course, it'll drive the major producers, manufacturers out of this country. We'll lose more jobs because as electricity gets more expensive, if they're dependent upon electricity, they're going to go to China, where, of course, they can get electricity dirt cheap over there. And, of course, we're giving them money to build their electric coal plants over there. They're the greatest polluter in the world. We're even guaranteeing the loans on 5 nuclear power plants in communist China. But we can't have a nuclear power plant in the United States. But we can guarantee the loans over there, the Asian Development Plant. Development Bank is guaranteeing the loans so the Chinese communists, and they are communists, we put them in power back in 1949, as we put communists in power all throughout the world, but we can't tell the American people that. We can't explain to them why we have our troops in 135 nations, why we have 720 foreign bases that we have to finance. We can't let the American people understand we are building up the economy of communist China as they're intentionally planning to lower the economy and the living standards in the United States. Only when you understand there's a plan, they're carrying it out, does it make any sense. In fact, when I tell people this, Ron, I think a lot of them find it very hard to believe that there is a plan. The Earth Charter is there. It's written by Stephen Rockefeller. It is the new Ten Commandments for the world, and point 10A talks about equitable distribution of wealth between nations. And the only way to do that between the United States and China is to raise our living standards to that of the Chinese peasant. So, Ron, certainly when you tell people this, most of them really don't believe it, do they?
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, more and more people are starting to wake up. And, you know, I'm just sitting there reflecting on our show, and if we're not careful, people are going to go get in the corner and get in the fetal position because everything seems so absolutely hopeless. But the reality is, even though it's slowly happening, the American grassroots is waking up very, very quickly. And you see the 9-12s, you see the Tea Parties, you see all these movements that are growing up around the country. So it's kind of like it's a race to the finish line. The insiders know that they've got limited time to finish their agenda. And so Obama, I think his whole role is to run naked to the finish line to get this thing done very quickly. And yet the American people are trying to wake up very, very quickly. So it's going to be a battle to see if the people can wake up and educate themselves quick enough to stop the tide, which is getting very, very close to the end game.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Ron, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Okay. You know, Dr. Stan, we talked about Keynesian economics and how everyone that has gone to college.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
All right, God bless. Thanks for being with us. We'll look forward to the next email and keeping us up to date on what's going on.
Always a pleasure, Dr.
God bless. Okay, well, that was Ron Brown. And, of course, we talk about finances here because we think it's important. We think it's important that you begin to make preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead and that you tell others what's going on, because it all ties into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And, of course, if you get the membership list of the Trilateral Commission, and you can get that by going to their website, trilateral.org, and there's a place at the bottom where you can email and get the membership list, and just look at the North American chapter. There you'll find the people who own Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and, of course, J.P. Morgan Chase in the past was represented. Whether they're there at the present time, I'm not certain. That's Jamie Dimon. But they control half of the major banks. And the others, of course, that is Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. They come from the Council on Foreign Relations. We do have a syllabus. It's called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. Until you understand there is an elite that runs our nation that makes mockery out of the electoral process, these are the people who own the major banks. These are the people who own the major corporations and the major newspapers. These are the people, of course, who buy and sell the politicians and control both political parties, and their people are in key positions. These are the people who move us from war to war. They consistently control the State Department, the Secretary of Defense. In fact, it's not simply by accident that between 1977 and 2008, 1977 and 2000, I'm sorry, 1977 under Jimmy Carter, and 2008 when George Bush left the White House, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission. Now, how could that possibly be? Well, they simply they control things and they not let you know what's going on, which is why I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. As long as God gives me breath, and of course they don't have me eliminated, why, we'll be here telling you the information you're not going to get elsewhere. Please go to our website, radioliberty.com. Pull down our newsletters. You'll find out where you can verify everything that I say. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll watch our latest DVD, The Specter Haunting America, which goes into how they are intentionally destroying the health of our children and our elderly, and yes, the rest of us, why there's so much autoimmune disease and so much many degenerative conditions in the general society today, and this didn't happen by accident. The rise of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and senile dementia coming on at earlier and earlier age. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And if you want to know, verify this. We have an excellent DVD by Dr. Blaylock. It's called Vaccines and Brain Development. You'll certainly want to get the DVD on Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, how we're destroying the lives and fertility of little black and brown children throughout the world, because we're from the United States, and we want to help them. But a lot of these people don't trust us, and they're justifiably so, because they know very well that there is a population control agenda, the major thrust of American foreign policy. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, the three DVDs I mentioned, The Specter Haunting America, Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, that's Mercury, Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, and then finally, Vaccines and Brain Development by Dr. Blaylock. You do need, of course, to go to our website, radioliberty.com, read our newsletters, listen to our radio programs there, and you can listen 9 hours a day to our satellite feed, 4 hours a day live. You won't get too much done if you listen 9 hours a day, but you need to have the information. And then, of course, we hope that you'll tell others about our programs, that you'll basically watch the DVDs that are available there, and then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Melody Cederstrom, who does support Radio Liberty, and she's from Discount Gold and Silver. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I'm fine. Thank you very much.
And, of course, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, Melody, you bring us up to date with what's happening to you and what's happening to the gold and silver markets and the other things about the economy that you're concerned about.
Well, I think we certainly hit the middle of the summer doldrums in gold today. We had a pretty good pullback today, down $20, and the aftermarket is turning around slightly. We thought there might be a retracement down to 1157. We hit 1156.80, and hopefully we'll find some support here at this level. And if the perception, the momentum is still lower, and again, we also, I believe, had option of expiration today. So you had a lot of pressure on gold today. Being in the summer and light trading, it's very easy to manipulate. So I think this is what you saw today. We'll just have to wait and see if this level holds, which I think it will, because it should. Even just with this dip we saw today, certainly the interest has picked up. But if we do fail to keep this level, we should see it's going to hit the old lows and previous highs of 1132. But we have to remember that the fundamentals have not changed. I mean, we see the ups and downs of gold, not only market movements, but the manipulation that they carry, because gold is it's an indicator of what the economy is doing. It really puts into focus what is truly going on, and that all these numbers and all these reports and all the information that people hear on the mainstream media is just basically to keep the economy flowing. Consumer confidence has dropped once again to the lowest numbers, I believe, since February, so that the consumer out there is not buying it. But yet they've been lulled into a sense of comfort as they've seen their stock market hover around this 10.5 level, even though we did dip below the 10,000 level a little bit earlier. So again, they feel comforted by their performance. Although I've been told by a lot of customers that they're waiting to see what their quarterly statements what their quarterly statements will be reading, and they're looking, if they did not have a good performance, that they will be dumping their investments and their financial brokers. So momentum is for gold. The fundamentals for gold is still strong. Nothing has changed. We still seek a very serious collapse of our system and the devaluation of our currency. And that's what people have to remember when they're buying gold. And if you follow gold on a day-to-day basis, it's not a good thing. Gold is the item to buy and to hold.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right, Melody, and I think people should be out of the stock market. This may be one of the last times to get out. Now, all you have to do is really watch and see what's happening. With the stock market day, it goes up on very low volume. What does that mean? It means it's being manipulated, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if this was really a lot of people in there actually buying and driving up the price, but there are not a lot of people in there actually buying and driving up the price. They're manipulating the price up to very low volumes, which means, of course, this is not a valid rise at all. But it is all for perception, and you can make people think everything's just fine when that market goes up. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they play games with your mind. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Melody, certainly I think that I hope that your customers are going to get out of the stock market, because, of course, even if they didn't do too badly this year, the market is going, pardon me, in my estimation, is going down. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
And you're absolutely correct, but human nature is human nature. People have been conditioned over these, you know, how many years, 10, 20, 30 years, that the stock market is where they need to be, particularly in the last, you know, 15 to 20 years. And they are not, people are not accustomed to thinking in terms of monetary value as being gold. I mean, they've become accustomed to looking at those digits on those quarterly statements that they get. And it's very hard for them to separate that as just digits versus a real currency like gold. And same way with their bank statements. You know, they have their CDs. They get their monthly statement, their quarterly statement, their annual statement. The numbers are there, and they're comforted by that number. People really only go into action and decide to make changes in their financial area when they're faced with fear, when they're faced with losing everything, and they're willing to lose 50% of it before they'll actually go in and do anything about it. People feel like they can't control their money. I can't tell you how often people can't make decisions when it comes to their money. They feel they can't do it. They don't understand. And, you know, again, we've been conditioned to believe that, you know, we take $1 and we have to turn it into $10. You know, we have to be in that stock market. We have to go to Las Vegas. We have to triple our funds. And we have to think that way because, you know, you look back to everything, the rate of inflation, how prices have increased. You basically have to triple or increase your funds more than that in order just to stay even nowadays. So there's a lot of different emotions that people have to face when it comes to their money. And I always try to encourage my customers that you have to go with your instinct. And you need to learn, you need to read, and you take this information and make a decision. And I mean, there is no 100% in anything that we do, but at this point in time, I believe gold carries the least amount of risk. And that's really how you have to look at things. You have to look at the risk of everything that you do, and you want to go with the item that carries the least amount of risk. And I think right now that is gold and silver.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, our guest is Melody Cederstrom. My telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, I think it's so vitally important that people begin to understand that this whole financial system is manipulated. And, of course, basically, the United States manipulates the whole world economy because everybody uses the American dollar. And, of course, as the American dollar, then, of course, loses value, why people throughout the world are going to be losing the value of their currencies as well. All currencies are fiat. There's no longer any gold-backed currency in the world. And, of course, basically why we're going to see literally all of the world currencies destroyed before this thing is over. And, of course, it was really very clever the way they did this. They convinced of banks all throughout the world and pension funds all throughout the world and insurance companies all throughout the world to buy these fraudulent bonds. And they were guaranteed that they were, I mean, there was no way you could lose on them. They were AAA rated. They had derivative contracts. They had insurance policies on them. And so if anything happened, well, you could always get your money out. The only difficulty was all a fraud. And the unfortunate thing is that the entire world banking system is coming down, is collapsing, and we're lending the money temporarily to keep this thing going. There seems to be a timetable. This is the impression I have. And when that timetable, of course, comes to fruition, they're going to pull the rug out and the whole house of cards is coming down. I don't know when that is right now, but I do know that we're going to be seeing, I believe, a drop in the stock market in the fall because there's nothing behind the stock market. I mean, so many of our companies really are not making adequate amounts of money. And then, of course, you can see so many these IPOs going out. And the IPO independent offering, independent public offering, I think is what it stands for. And we have, I think, 150 or 200 IPOs coming up now. You do that just before the market's going to fall. People have got a lot of stock. Put these things out, independent public offerings. They want, of course, to get other people to buy the stock, so they'll get a lot of money. And then, of course, when the whole thing collapses, the people who bought the IPOs will lose out. But this is the way the game is played, and you can usually tell when we're going to be facing a drop in the market by the number of independent public offerings that are coming online. Have you noticed that, Melody?
Yes. I mean, there are a few indicators, and that is one of them. And you know, you can go back at the previous, you know, the dot-com bubbles and the market during the after the housing market. I mean, what they do is they always put the carrot in front of everyone. Everybody invests. They follow the market, and then they drop it, and they take people's wealth. And then they'll run it up again, and then they'll drop it, and they take people's wealth. People never regain that wealth that they lose. And but people continually fall into the trap because I guess we're conditioned that we, you know, we're the society that wants something for nothing.
Well, it's really very interesting. The hedge funds are doing terribly. You know, in the past, hedge funds have done very well. They have all these very smart people. And, of course, they leverage. They will buy, you know, they'll have maybe $100 million, and they'll borrow based upon that $500 million, and they'll invest this. And they only have to make a very, very small profit, maybe a quarter of a percent, half a percent, to make a great deal of money. And you do this over and over again, you do very well. Well, in the past, hedge funds have, you know, accumulated 20, 30, 40%. A year, but of course recently almost all of them are doing poorly, and that except maybe for John Paulson and a few of the others that are in gold and gold stocks, or most of them are not doing very well at all. And then of course what we're seeing is that more and more people are taking their money out of money market funds. They don't trust them. They're not paying enough. And there seems to be an awful lot of people going into bonds. They want to get into something secure. They want to have something that they think will hold up no matter what happens, without understanding that bonds down the line are tied to money, and you destroy the value of money, you destroy the value of bonds. But right now, at least as a temporary measure, it may be a fairly good place to be, especially in T-bonds. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I'm a hard money person, so I think the only place that your money can be safe is with gold and silver. And, you know, again, you have to look at the risk, and I wouldn't be in any type of bonds anywhere, municipal, any of your city, your state bonds, any bonds at this point in time. I mean, I'm not a financial analyst, but it just if you just look to the fundamentals and you look to see what is happening and how everything plays out in the manipulation, you have the markets, the markets are rigged, you can't win. You just cannot win. So again, gold and silver in my book is the only investment where people should be placing their funds at this point in time. And I'm not sure if we lost connection.
We did, and okay. Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment for Melody. She's on the front line here, but you have to understand the economy in Europe is contracting. The economy in China is contracting. The economy in Malaysia is contracting. Why? Because people are not buying as many of the things as they need. Suddenly, a lot of people don't need any more gadgets of one sort or another. A lot of people don't need any more textile products. They bought so many of them. And besides that, of course, the people here in the United States don't have the money that they've had in the past to be investing. And this is true all throughout the world. So these countries where they've expanded so rapidly in the past and things did so well because you would get excellent textiles, shirts, trousers, other things, shoes made overseas so very cheaply. But now the demand for them is not anywhere near as high as it was, and people are buying the things that they really have to have. But 20% of our population just doesn't have the money to be going out and buying as they did before. So if you look at the sales, on most of the issues, they're really down, not by a great deal, 2 or 3%, you know, this last year, but of course, if they continue contracting in this manner, it's going to have a profound impact on the world economy. And people only, of course, look and see what they're seeing today without looking at the big picture or being able to analyze the fact that the stock market is manipulated. The price of gold and silver is manipulated. The price of commodities is manipulated. We do not have a free market. The major corporations tied to the Brotherhood of Darkness can borrow money if they want to for expansion. The smaller companies, independent companies, the ones that provide the majority of our jobs, can't borrow money. They haven't been able to borrow money. Bob Chapman seems to think that they're going to stop paying, the Federal Reserve System is going to stop paying interest on the money that's deposited with them, which more or less forced the small banks to start lending again. If that happens, the economy will pick up. If that doesn't happen, why, the economy will stay in the doldrums as we are today. Well, certainly, what are you hearing from your listeners? What are you hearing from other people on your radio program?
Well, naturally, they're all concerned, and they're a little more informed than the general populace out there. So they are very concerned with what's going on, and I think the overall desire to know is when things will unfold, when the markets will fall, and of course when gold will go to, you know, 13, 14, and 16 plus dollars. And it's very difficult to time the markets. I think, as you had mentioned earlier, that fall is becoming this October, November will be a very difficult time of the year, and there's still many predictions on the table that you can possibly see gold up to the 1600 level by the first of next year sometime. So we'll still have to see how that will play out. We have elections this year. That always impacts the economy, and things just sort of are on hold until afterwards, and then everybody positions themselves and does what's necessary. So it's a matter of waiting to see when things unfold. Again, that my listeners and my customers are a little more informed. They know what's going on, and they're prepared, and they continue to be prepared, not only financially, but also, you know, they make sure they have their water filters. They also make sure they have, you know, food supplies on hand, so that they can help their families, you know, during the time of crisis. And again, you know, it's funny how we go in cycles, and we, you know, 1 minute we're talking about food shortages, but food shortages is still looming on the horizon, and I do think it will happen. I do believe that there will be perhaps a disruption in the transportation of the goods from one point to another. And it's very important to know what I think is important, to know your local farmers and become a little familiar, know where your farmer markets are, and perhaps you can begin to know where they're at and become familiar with them, because I think eventually we will have to deal on a very local basis. So I think that's very important. So we can't forget about the various times of preparations that we need for the preparedness for the difficult times to come. Financially, yes, you need gold and silver. And we break it down to 80% gold, 20% silver. And we do something that very few do. We make our recommendations based on the suitability of our customers. We listen. I listen to what's important to them. And then we educate them on the various coins so that they can make an informed decision.
Yes, we are. Well, this is Dr. Stan. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, if you're going to go into gold markets, you better get somebody you can trust. Certainly, we've been with Melody. She's been helping us for 4 or 5 years, and we've never yet had one person who called and complained about her service. So I think that's a pretty good recommendation. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and you're really one of the hardest.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
He was just commenting, and I think it's really as valid, that really for almost a year we were not getting the credit cards, trying to get us to take out a credit card and try to spend. Recently, within the last couple of weeks, we've been getting several companies now coming to us and asking us if we'd just take their credit card and you'll get this sort of a gift or that sort of a gift. So there is a conscious effort on certain people's part to get the American people to get credit cards and to start spending again. And basically, if you don't have people spending, the economy doesn't thrive. So obviously there is some effort on the part of certain corporations, the financial corporations, to get people back into this habit of spending. But ladies and gentlemen, let me warn you, do not do it. Do not get a lot of credit cards. Don't run up debt. You've got to get out of debt, because if we're correct, and there's going to be a double dip, and that double dip is coming down in October, November, December, why you do not want to be in debt when that comes. In the past, people have had certainly money to see them through the difficulty.